Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is April the 7th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Kings, chapters 1 to 3. Exaltation comes from God alone. We read in 1 Kings chapter 1 verse 5 like this. Then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself saying, I will be king. And he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. Again we read in 1 Kings chapter 1 verse 39. Then Zadok the priest took a horn of oil from the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. And they blew the horn and all the people said, Long live King Solomon. King David had become old and advanced in years, and the time had come for his successor to take over the throne of Israel. It appears that King David had already decided that Solomon, the second son of Bathsheba, should become king after him by the promise that he had made to Bathsheba earlier, which we can see from her words to King David in 1 Kings chapter 1 verse 17. Then she said to him, My lord, you swore by the Lord your God to your maidservant, saying, Assuredly, Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne. King David renewed the pledge that he had given her earlier. And the king took an oath and said, As the Lord lives, who has redeemed my life from every distress, just as I swore to you by the Lord God of Israel, saying, Assuredly, Solomon your son shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne in my place, so I certainly will do this day. 1 Kings chapter 1 verse 29 and 30. We need to understand that it was God's will as well that Solomon would succeed the throne of Israel after David. And we can find this from the account of Solomon's birth in 2 Samuel chapter 12 verses 24 and 25 that we read like this. Then David comforted Bathsheba his wife and went into her and lay with her. So she bore a son and called his name Solomon. Now the Lord loved him and he sent word by the hand of Nathan the prophet. So he called his name Jedidiah because of the Lord. The word Jedidiah literally means beloved of the Lord, since God loved Solomon from his birth. Also, it was God's will that Solomon should become king after David that we can see from the following verses that God had spoken to David. In 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 12 and 13, this is what God spoke. When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house in my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. We also read in 1 Chronicles chapter 22 verses 9 and 10 like this, where God says, Behold, a son shall be born to you, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies all around. His name shall be Solomon, for I will give peace and quietness to Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father. I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. The Lord had reserved to himself the right of nominating the king, which was acted upon in the appointments of both Saul and David. In the case of David, the rule was so far modified that his descendants were guaranteed the perpetual possession of the sovereignty of Israel, but only those whom God chooses. Let us understand one simple fact. Exaltation comes from God alone. As we read in Psalm 75 verses 6 and 7 like this. For exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. Let us humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, so that he alone will exalt us in due time. As we read in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6. Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.